Hello, we have cards for June 21st and 22nd, and they are the Five of Wands, the Two of Wands, and Temperance. Take it easy. No. Edit. Stay. Twos talk about partnerships in the tarot, and on the after tarot version, negotiations must have gone well because the merchant or landowner, or whoever this is on the card, is now joined by a lovely blonde lady in a long pale green dress to whom he is offering the globe, or the world, and one of his two wands, the other firmly bolted to a gray stone parapet. I still haven't seen Titanic, but the couple are giving me Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet vibes, being at the top of the world, or whatever it is they say, from the bow of the boat. Enter the mediator. I love this peaceful healing card, which encourages us to stay connected. The Five of Wands can have you battling your own intuition. The Angel of Temperance is of another realm, and we can even be capable of healing from a distance. You may finally be able to fly after hassles, cancellations, or other frustrating travel glitches. The Angel of Temperance has a wingspan so wide they're too big for the card. Temperance has us walking the middle path. The card shows a path leading from the clear blue pool of water off into the distance, leading to a bright rising sun. The angel is the alchemist of the tarot, pouring liquid back and forth between the two cups, tempering and mixing ingredients until it's just right. It would be great if this card was talking about peace negotiations. The after tarot shows us that after all that patient back and forth, the angel lifts one of the cups to release a white dove. Temper the passion. You'll live longer. You may also live longer if you live somewhere else. The stress of the crowded, competitive Five of Wands may have you looking for somewhere far away from it. You may be in a long-distance relationship and stressed over competition. Control your temper. Take your time. It's all going to work out. Or playtime. Find a playmate. That angel may be a bartender.